Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? I just finished a show with Filthy Tom. Up now for subscribers. You can listen to it after this show. We had a lot to talk about. SmackDown. We watched a MMA shoot battle royal. Although it sucked. If you want to hear about how much it sucked and why, that's a show for you. But hey, on this show today, we got a lot to get into because tonight is Raw, and we got a lot going on Raw, including a return from injury coming up here tonight. And we got returns. We also have departures because on Friday, this weekend actually, whole bunch of people gone from WWE. And also, it appears people gone from AEW as well. So we'll talk about who is gone when we come back from the first break. We've also got, well, you know, one door closes, another door opens. We have 12 new NXT names, and I have them for you here on the program today. We will read them together. Also, we got a New Japan show coming up tonight. Dave and I are going to watch some of that before we do Observer Radio later on. So a lot of big matches on the show. We got that to talk about. NXT and Dynamite as well. The Raw Report and, of course, a lot of TV this weekend, including SmackDown. And I'm telling you, man, the best collision maybe in years this past Saturday night. My God, that show was great. So a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Valentine's Day cameos. I'm here for you. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
We're ready.
Yeah, was that right?
I guess.
Good.
You should be. You're all warmed up after doing that filthy tongue.
I'm not sure if warmed up is the right phrase. Hey, we got a lot going on at Mania Weekend. Want to plug that real quick because it's getting closer. My God, it's February 10th already. And if you're going to Las Vegas for WrestleMania, and I know a lot of you are, we got a lot of events going on that you can join us for, including Dave Meltzer and I doing a live Q&A and meet and greet Friday, April 18th at noon at the Palms Resort Casino. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on at the Palms. So I know a lot of you will be there anyway. If you're staying elsewhere on the Strip, the Palms is a block off the Strip. Very easy to get to. That is Friday, April 18th at noon. Q&A, myself and Dave, a meet and greet. Come say hi. We got a special lunch on Saturday at Texas Day Brazil. Eat all you can at the Brazilian Steakhouse with us. You can also eat all you can Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Wicked Spoon, which... man, was that place awesome last year as well. We've also got watch parties on Saturday and Sunday, and after parties on Saturday and Sunday as well. Ed's got a show of some sort, some Podair Mania 4 or 5 or something.
He's had matches and everything already.
We'll see about that. Tickets for all of this available at f4wonline.com/Vegas. That is f4wonline.com/Vegas. Head up there and grab your tickets now. To attend all of these events, don't wait. Get them now and get that locked in for WrestleMania weekend. Easter Sunday weekend with us. This will be a lot of fun. Says I won't be in Vegas till Saturday afternoon. I'll miss a lot of the fun. No, you won't. There's a lot of stuff. There's the watch party, the after party, the Wicked Spoon, the watch party. That's six things, five things.
Plus, it's Las Vegas. You can make up for lost time very quickly.
Yes. Yes. Matt here, Matt England. The convention is an insane value compared to WrestleMania. Is it ever? Is it ever? So join us, friends, and let's have some fun. All right, a couple of things, including releases. So it started on Friday when WWE got rid of a bunch of people. We've got Cedric Alexander, I guess we'll talk about these people one at a time, all right? So the gist of this is WWE is now TKO. So a lot of people's WWE deals are coming up, and they need to sign TKO deals. Now, if you are a big name, you're going to make big money from TKO. If you're not a big name, I don't think you're going to be making as big a money with TKO. So we'll start with Cedric Alexander. Cedric Alexander was on a main roster contract working in NXT. That is often the kiss of death, as it was in this case. Sonya Deville may have been the biggest surprise of anybody, as she was working the main roster and featured regularly, and she was released. So what that suggests to me is that she was on a WWE deal. The deal was likely coming due. The deal that TKO offered her was, I guess she figured, I ain't doing that, and she is gone. That is my guess as to what happened with Sonya Deville, because that one is a surprise. Authors of Pain, they've tried with Authors in Pain for years and years and years and years and years, and it never worked out. Never did much with them. They were just there. They were just bodies on the roster, as well as Paul Ellering. You know, he vanished for a while, and we thought that was the end of him, but then he came back, and turns out it was the end of him. Blair Davenport is gone, and I don't know what kind of deal she had, but that could have been the deal there. Gallows and Anderson, they got moved to NXT on main roster deals. Usually not a good sign. Isla Dawn is gone. No word on Alba Fire, but Isla is gone. So that's kind of interesting. They got rid of one but not the other. Although maybe Alba is not answering her phone, which is not the worst idea on days like this. And then Electra Lopez is gone as well. And she had been put with Legado del Fantasma as basically just a person in the group. They rarely had her wrestle. You know, she was a good character, a good promo when needed, but not really a good wrestler, and also gone. And my guess is that Zelina Vega will likely be returning to Legado del Fantasma with the departure of Electra Lopez. So those are the that's the current list of people released from WWE, and they have also. Vanishing from the AEW roster page, Miro, after all these years, is now off the roster page. Malakai Black, as we all knew. And Malakai Black, his wrestling school is called, I believe, the Dark Arts Academy. And if you recall, Dark Arts is what Chad Gable said he was going to go learn from a secret person. So my guess is that's the that is the Easter egg to lead to the return of Malakai, Aleister Black in WWE. But I also have been told, I don't know if this is true or not, I sure hope it is, that Chad Gable is actually going to be working some dates for AAA. That sounds awesome. And Ricky Starks, who won the Defy title this weekend, also off of the... AEW roster page. So he might be free after all of these years as well. So that's the latest list of releases. And I would say really the only one that is a big surprise is Sonya Deville.
I hope Chad's not working with Alberto El Patron when he goes down there. You know, another option for Zelina Vega would be to hook her back up with Andrade now that Andrade is back. If you want,
that's what I just said. She'd be back with Legado.
Well, Legado.
Oh, Andrade. Yeah, I could put her back with Andrade.
Well, or you could put her with Malakai Black if you wanted to do something. You know, with a touch of look. A lot of their success comes in the fact that they're doing things that are steeped in reality, and I think a lot of people know that Zelina and Malakai are together, and if you wanted to put them together and make her the mouthpiece, you could do that if you wanted to. Electra Lopez is no surprise. You know, she and Indy Hartwell were alike in that they looked great, and they had a presence, and I wasn't thrilled about Electra's promos, but, you know, she promoed a lot better than she wrestled, but she had been around for a long, long time. Blair Davenport, it's just like they never could figure out what to do with her, and she was going to linger there. AOP and Paul Ellering, I never really saw it with AOP, and obviously nobody else did either. Paul brought him back, and it didn't work. I think he brought back Cedric as well, too. I don't think this is the first time Cedric has been released, is it? So, again, same thing. What is he going to do? He's probably better off trying to go ply things elsewhere. The one surprise to me other than Sonya was Isla Dawn, in that I thought there was some potential there, and her team with Alba was good. But then again, when you have so many people that are coming through that system, you know, again, you know, time's going to be short, I think, for some.
Bird here says, WWE random releases, a tradition like no other. These are not random releases. It is time to call people up from NXT. Have you guys seen the NXT rosters? They're starting this new Evolve show, and they're going to be putting a lot of the developmental talent on the Evolve show. NXT, I mean, if you want to still call it developmental, you can. It's not a developmental group.
No.
It is a third brand, and I do think the thing with NXT is they do pay less in the main roster, so because of that, it is hard to move people from Raw and SmackDown to NXT. But honestly, they got the money. They should be paying the NXT stars at least something resembling what they make on the main roster. I mean, the main roster wrestlers, they're not touring anymore. I mean, they do occasional house shows, but I mean, they probably do the same number of house shows for NXT. They don't draw as big of crowds, obviously, but you know, as far as like, you know, you're working generally the same number of days. The NXT show's doing 850,000 viewers. It's you know, it's still doing fine. I mean, I think that you should mix it up a little bit more. And the NXT roster is gigantic. 40 women alone on the NXT roster. And I'm sure probably a similar number of men. Time to move people up. They got to make room. They got to get rid of some main roster people. Back in a moment with some new NXT names. Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup. with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Is it because it's my channel?
I don't know. These are stumbles with technology Brian is going through right now, trying to, believe this or not, unblock Lenny.
Yeah, I kind of miss Lenny, but like I'm trying to unblock him and I can't find it. They're like, go to your settings. I don't have settings. I go to settings and I get the settings for the entire channel. Like, I can't find personal settings. Like, I think it's because it's my channel, F4W Online.
Do you have to go to the desktop, or are you on the desktop?
I am on the desktop.
Phone? Okay. You'll have to get snarky.
Yeah, you do. Settings.
Yes, that's
profile
you.
Profile picture, settings, disable your account. No, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, security and privacy. Let's see. What do we got here?
Change. Who else you got blocked?
Oh, here we go. Show blocked users. I got one. Lenny.
Just Lenny?
I found it. All right, I unblocked him. Let's see how long that lasts. So you got to be on your best behavior, Lenny. You got it?
Show and prove, Lenny.
Yeah, don't be a dummy. That's all I ask. I don't ask for much. Okay. Can't wait to see his first tweet. I'm sure it's going to be something about how terrible WWE is for releasing people.
Well, I don't know.
Even though AEW just released people as well. Remember when he guaranteed that they were not going to release Malachi? Malachi would be back for the long haul? Black, so to speak, Malachi Black?
Missed that one?
Yeah, he whiffed.
What do you think Malachi's new name should be when he goes to
He's
going to
be Aleister Black.
Oh, no, come on. Why don't we put his name through
That's what he was before, for crying out loud.
Yeah, put his name through
generator.
They
bring back, we'll get to that. They bring back everybody under their old... She's not Medusa. She has to come back as Alundra Blaze.
Alundra Blaze?
Yes.
Can he be the new Fandango?
No, we already have Fandango. Fandango's in NXT.
He's JDC.
No, he came out of the Fandango music and the whole nine yards.
He's the man unnamed.
All right, so they got a list of new NXT names. Which reminds me, I talked about this on the Filthy Tom show. So... Paisley is into Diary of a Wimpy Kid. She's reading all these books.
Yes.
And she still likes me to read to her. So I was reading her the book the other day. And, you know, books are weird. Dude, it's like one thing after another happens. I don't even know if there's a story to the books. It's just like this happened and then this happened and this happened or whatever. So anyway, reading this book and I get to some story about some other kid at this other kid's school. And his name is Purvis Gentry.
Oh, my God.
My God, I read that name.
Poppin' peas.
And Paisley lost it.
Never nervous, Purvis?
Absolutely lost it. At Purvis Gentry. Like, we couldn't even keep reading. She laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. I did as well. Because I thought, my God, if there has ever been an NXT name, it's Purvis Gentry. So as you keep that name Purvis Gentry in your head, let's look at these actual NXT names.
These have been trademarked with the United States.
Some of them aren't terrible. Others are. We have Harley Riggins.
Starting off hot.
Yeah. Harley Reno Riggins.
If this isn't a white guy from the Midwest... with a curly fro. What are we even doing here? Harley Race? John Riggins? Come on.
Harley Riggins. By the way, I unblocked him. I still don't get his messages here. Do I gotta reboot? What do I gotta do here? Let's try that. See if that works. Then we have got Aria Bennett. Aria, you say. Sure. Aria Bennett.
We got an Aria on the site, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Winter.
Surprised he didn't call himself Ari Bennett. Braxton Cole.
Oh, come on. That's really lazy. You're just taking announcers' names now from the past and mixing them together.
Braxton Cole.
Come on.
Then we've got Mason Holiday. They added. They spelled Mason with a Y.
Oh, come on.
It's one of the things.
Wait, is it like Mason Wynn? Is it M-A-Y-S-N?
M-A-S-Y-N.
Oh.
Holiday. Hey, listen. You know, it's like you can't top Jasmine Nix. J-A-Z-M-Y-N-N-Y-X. That's how they spell it.
Somebody was playing Scrabble and wanted
Jasmine Nix. We have, and I guarantee this person has to be blonde, Summer Sorrell. I talked to somebody that worked there who likes to give me a hard time. And even they were like, I when the show's not on, I can't tell one from another. They have so many blondes in NXT. They're just everywhere. Everywhere.
Teeming with
blondes. And I mean, the best was the time that what's her name came out? The one that's hanging out with the gangsters? Izzy Dame?
Izzy Dame.
Yeah, they put Izzy Dame on the screen and the fans started chanting Tiffy time because they actually thought it was Tiffany and they were disappointed when it wasn't. But anyway, Summer Sorrell.
Sorrell.
Yes.
I can appreciate the alliteration, but I don't know about Sorrell.
We also have, I swear to God, Hayes Jameson. H-A-Z-E Jameson.
Hey, so do you think that's a woman's name then?
Hey, is this someone that bullies others? Is this someone who's like a unrepentant smoker? Is this someone who never knows what's going on? Hayes Jameson.
That's not a poor name. Hey, Jameson is not a poor name, whoever you are in the Twitch chat.
Only the most famous one ever. Hayes Jameson.
That's I guess. Right.
Of all people, Mike. Dear God Almighty.
I was, you know, more of a...
Look at the chat. Absolutely aghast.
Dominic Simone fan at the time.
Tate Wilder.
Now that's, well, you know, Tate Wilder. That could be a member of FTR.
Wilder and Young.
Could be a porn star, you know?
Wilder and Young. Jax Presley.
Jax Presley.
Yeah, do we really need two J-A-X in this company?
No.
Nia Jax and Jax Presley? Maybe Jax Presley is a guy, and they could do a deal where he marries Nia Jax, and then I guess it would be he could take her last name. Jax. And then Facebook, he could put Jax Presley Jax, you know, for his old friends.
Knee Presley.
Osiris Griffin.
Osiris.
Osiris Griffin. Yeah. He better have an Egyptian gimmick. He better come out of a pyramid is his entrance. Osiris Griffin.
Isn't that the old dirty bastard, one of his names for a while?
Another one I cannot make up. Draco Knox.
What the hell kind of
you heard
Draco
me.
Knox?
You heard me.
He's a Romanian machine gun / Mike Knox's brother.
Draco Knox.
Draco.
We've got Trill London.
Trill
what?
Burger?
Trill
Burgers.
London. Which then Jordan Grace called dibs on. Jordan, I'm begging you. No.
Well, Brian.
No. Not Trill London. Uh-uh.
We may need a, do you know what the definition of Trill is? Being genuine, being real, being true. In fact, it's true and real together. Doesn't impress you at all? No?
No.
It's like you watching
absolutely
the halftime show last night.
Positively not. Yeah, Mr. Trillburger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
This person better be from Houston if you're using Trill.
And finally, Chantel Monroe.
Yeah.
That sounds like a...
Chantel Monroe sounds like an actual person. Mm. But the thing is, they'll change somebody's name to that from, like, another name that's going to be very close to that. It's like the Kalani Jordan thing. It's like, why are you really doing
this? Kalani Jordan is nothing like her real name.
No, but, like, that's the whole thing is, why are you going through... But it's not like her real name is exotic either. It's not like Kalani Jordan's the most exotic name in the world. So it's like you're just substituting somebody's real name for... It's not even flashy. It's not... I don't know.
Leah Mitchell.
What's the big difference between Leah Mitchell and Kalani Jordan?
Well, Kalani Jordan is much more dynamic than
Leah
Mitchell.
Is she Hawaiian now, or what do we got going on there?
My daughter's named Hanalei. She's not a Hawaiian. You're allowed to call yourself Kalani.
Yeah, but as fast as you can move that whole family there, you're doing it. I know it. I'll you want out of this.
I wouldn't get out of this by doing that.
Actually, no, you'd do it on the...
I'd have to work even harder.
Our Bell moved to Singapore.
Who wants to do that? All right, anyway, those are the names. I can't wait. I cannot wait to watch Evolve. So I can...
What's Jack Cartwheel's new name?
Well, I don't know what his new name is.
Cart Jack Wheel or something? I don't know.
I don't know if Jack Cartwheel got a new name.
I think he did.
Everyone's very excited for Osiris Griffin.
Osiris Boombiris.
Osiris Griffin.
Well, I haven't been an Osiris in wrestling since what? Ernie Osiris? In Ring of Honor? Dirty Ernie?
He probably was the only other Osiris we've seen. Let's see if we have any text messages.
But we've had Osiris. Whatever happened to that guy?
Do some TV after the break. This person hates February 10th. Thanks.
Is that like March 15th or whatever
he,
it was
he took
for
the,
Kane?
He took the time to text me to let me know he hated today.
That's Monday.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs.
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you all right over there?
We're about to break scoops on this show once Brian finds out what Lenny knows about some certain situations.
Well, you know, Lenny claimed that Malachi was not going anywhere. And then, of course, he's gone. Mm. And I was told that Lenny had an explanation for it. And I couldn't figure out how to unblock him when he explained it. So now I'm waiting.
Lenny, call in.
And I also need to know if his podcast is available yet. I've been Lenny's waiting a long time for Lenny's podcast. Subjectively Lenny. Yes.
Not objectionally Lenny?
Well, he is objectionable, but the story, the name of the podcast is Subjectively Lenny.
Plans change.
I gave
Lenny.
Him
to
him.
I
gave him that name.
Good job, Corey.
I gave him that name. Now.
Good.
Actually, this is very interesting. Mm-hmm. I asked ChatGPT, this person said, for NXT names, and this is what it provided me with without explaining anything. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. It's too late. Damn it.
What?
I should have read the AI ones first and then the real ones and had everybody guess which was real and which was AI. Okay, here are the ChatGPT. Are these better or worse than the actual? Here are the actual ones. Harley Riggins. Aria Bennett, Braxton Cole, Mason Holiday, Summer Sorrell, Hayes Jameson, Tate Wilder, Jax Presley, Osiris Griffin, Draco Knox, Trill London, and Chantel Monroe. Now let's look at the AI names. I'll read 10 of those. Jackson Creed, Maddox Steele, Ryder Vaughn,
Maddox Steele.
Talon Hayes. Blaze Archer. Zane
Archer.
Mercer. Kane Draven. Griven Stryker. And Colt Maddox.
Colt Maddox.
They're exactly the same.
I know.
They're exactly the same. If I would have read those, nobody would have said, wait a second, that's not the real names.
Max Steele.
Yeah. God, there's even better ones down here even further.
What you got?
Dude, if you're in an NIL deal, like listen to this right now. I got some good names for you. Rogan Pierce. Beckett Cruz. Dante Briggs.
Dante Briggs.
Troy Valor. He's got to be a military gimmick.
Jack
Lexan
Valor.
Wolf. Asher Vance. Brody Kincaid. Deacon Fury. Batista would like that one.
Hey, Deacon.
Slade Monroe, Jet Reigns, and Rico Storm.
Oh, is it Jet with two T's?
Yeah. Golly.
Rico Storm.
Yeah. First says, I'd pay to see Zane Mercer. There's a lot I'd pay
what
to
see. What about Shane Mercer?
How come no one has taken Colt Maddox? I guess we had Brad Maddox.
He may have screwed it up for everybody.
Remember that guy?
Maddox.
All right. Well, we had SmackDown, and we had...
a pretty good collision.
Dude, it was the best collision in years.
Name
a better one. That's my challenge to everybody.
I don't see
name
Punk's
a better collision.
One. I have no idea. Whichever one had Jay and Juice against FTR, because that match was awesome. So I'll take that. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that match was awesome. But was the entire show as good as this show? Doubtful.
The first thing about this show is like the same thing about Wednesday's Dynamite. You really, if you're an AEW fan, you really want to support them. You really want to put like the best foot forward to try to get things back on track. Do your little part. Number one, buy tickets. They need you to do that. But also, when you buy a ticket, make noise like the people in Cincinnati have done, or wherever they were last week for Dynamite, because that was awesome. And then in Texas for Collision, keep going to Rosenberg, Texas, or wherever they were, because that crowd was hot.
Dude, it's called a smaller building in a decent area.
Yeah,
where fans don't go all the time.
They've had some small buildings. No, look, Texas gets a lot of wrestling. And I think what they did was balance that show really well with things that locally they would have wanted to see while also pushing everything else forward. Look, it was a really good show, even if you didn't love every single part of it.
See, let me find out what building it was. Because there is an irony about all of this, which...
Look, because they've been in some small buildings and the people have been sitting on their hands. It's been cold. It's been this. It's been that. Look, again, the smaller buildings are going to help no matter what.
Okay.
Short ceilings, all that.
This show was at the Fort Bend Epicenter in Rosenberg, Texas.
All right.
And, like, a lot of people were making fun of this building. They were making fun of the building. It's out in the middle of nowhere. This, that, and the other thing. Well, you know what? And this was actually.
Haven't they been there?
This is different from.
Or I thought they've been there multiple times.
They had a Dynamite there.
Okay.
They had a Dynamite there, but like, you know, sometimes there's this idea that has a lot to do, I think, with ego, which is I got to run the big building in the hot part of town. Okay. Now, yes, Defy, they're doing well outside. It's in Seattle, Washington Hall. But it's like it's on, you know, the other side of the freeway. It's kind of it's out a little ways from like downtown Seattle. And, you know, it's not that big a building. It's not like they're trying to run a climate pledge. OK, so, you know, I remember years and years ago when there actually was something of a scene in Washington State. And it wasn't much of a scene. And it was the same thing down in Oregon. It was like. You would see people running shows all over the area in Washington and Oregon, but they would never run in like Seattle. They would run outside of Seattle. And, you know, they would go out to this place or that place or wherever. And, you know, it was always like, why don't you run in the big city? It's like, dude, you run in a big city and you're competing with 8,000 different things on a Friday night or a Saturday night. And you're going to pay out the, you know what, for rent, and you're not going to draw well. Whereas you go to a place where there ain't nothing else to do, and the rent is cheap, and you put a lot of people in that building, and you know that's hey, listen, one of these days AEW might be hot enough to go back to the big building in the big city, okay? But you want to run outside of town in an area that people think is, hey, who would possibly run there? Well, those people wanted to go to wrestling. And the ones that did go had a hell of a time. And you know how good this crowd was? I'm going to tell you how good this crowd was.
How good was it?
The worst match on this show, the worst match on Collision, was
Kyle
Thunder
Fletcher.
Rosa and Penelope Ford. Okay? This was one of those matches where if you turned the sound down and watched this match, it was a bad match. Like, they got lost. They didn't know what was going on. They just stood there and looked at each other regularly. It looked like Penelope got killed multiple times. But, turn the volume up, these fans were into this match from start to finish. And in fact, this women's match, Penelope Ford and Thunder Rosa, had way better heat than the TV return of Alexa Bliss on SmackDown. They did Alexa Bliss versus Candice in an Elimination Chamber qualifier. Alexa's first match on television in forever. That crowd was dead. But man, for whatever reason, they were super into Thunder Rosa, I'm sure Texas, and Penelope Ford. And literally, that was the worst thing on the show. Everything else on the show, you know, people hate the Death Riders. All they do is complain. They did that angle at the beginning of the show where Moxley came out. And him and Marina are, like, beating up geeks. This freaking guy got so much heat. And he hyped up the match at the Australia show. And, I mean,
that's what helped. He hit and ran as fast as Moxley could go in this day and age with his promos. And it actually made it more intense. And it made it feel, I don't want to say made it feel more dangerous or anything, but the fact he was in there and out of there so fast, it actually, to me, played everything up better.
It was a hot segment. We had Undisputed Era They actually got a big win. Shane Taylor Promotions, Daniel Garcia, Daddy Magic. It was a great wild party match. And then afterwards, they got attacked by Wheeler, Pac, and Claudio, and they set up a trios title match on Dynamite. My gut tells me, if you put a gun to my head, I would say that Wheeler, Pac, and Claudio are retaining the titles, but Undisputed Era should win them on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they should win them on Wednesday.
Wheeler is being played for a fool. It's not like he's gained any ground inside that group. He just continues to lose it and get pushed around. Him taking an L after getting laid out by everybody because his partners weren't there for whatever reason, that can make some sense. And again, he just gets the title into the mix of being defended.
We had Bandido and Brian Keith, which not only was like a great little match, but like it was one of those matches where when you watch it, when it's over, all you can think is this Bandido is like top 10 in this company. He should be pushed hard.
He's special.
But I've thought that many, many times
mm-hmm.
and been unimpressed with the follow-up. So we shall see. But for this night on this show, this was great. We had a LFI squash. And then we got the hilarious return of, what's his name?
Commander then Hologram.
Hologram, yes.
I don't want his help, Brian.
Dude, Commander's getting murdered, and Hologram decides to make the save after he airs his expertly put together video of himself. And, like, they actually cut to the ring at one point during, like, right after the video ended, and Commander was being murdered the entire time. And Hologram finally comes out to save this poor guy.
The only thing missing was him doing a Jeff Hardy dance like when he came out to save his brother or whatever it was.
We had Halftime Harley, where she sang a song on an off-tune guitar, and it made Mercedes very upset. And finally, she decks her, and Mercedes accepts the match for Grand Slam.
She's right. She does make Mercedes good just with her around.
I liked the segment. I would have liked it better if they would have thought of this in advance and given Harley maybe like a second win in her career this show. We had some promos with Buddy and Okada and Dustin. All good promos. It was good stuff. And then, as noted, we had the Penelope Ford, Thunder Rosa. We had a hilarious segment. Speaking of Trill, old Trill Burgers backstage.
Bun B.
Bun B of Trill yes. Burgers is there. And Ricochet yeah. shows up, says, I think your burgers, let me try one. He tastes it. He spits it out. Tremendous heat. And one of the workers there goes, well, everyone seems to like him. And so Ricochet grabs this guy, and he beats the crap out of him. And then he cuts a promo on old Bun B. And then he leaves, and Bun B is so concerned that he turns to this poor guy that got beat up, and he's like, get your ass up. Your burgers to cook.
Got to wow. plow through, brother.
Shay Carmichael and Mariah May. Mariah beats her up. Shay is dressed like Tony. And, like, none of this is explained why. We have to guess. And the announcers are clueless. They're like, did she dress like Tony on purpose or did Mariah make her dress? Like, no one knows. So Mariah beats her. And then Luther comes out with the bloody shoe. And, you know, Mariah gets mad. She goes to beat up the jobber again. But Tony has traded places with the jobber, and nobody noticed because they did such a good misdirection with Luther. And she runs wild. Mariah goes running. It's a good segment. And then the main event was Kyle Fletcher and Mark Briscoe. Freaking awesome match. I mean, unbelievably great. Mark Briscoe is awesome. And Kyle Fletcher ends up pinning him with the top rope brainbuster. And then vowing next week, he will not only beat Ospreay and Omega, but he will prove that they are no longer the future. He is. Best collision in forever. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you.
The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
God, I miss Lenny.
Oh,
he just popped me right before we went on the air. You know the tag team of the year is Lenny and LH3310.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're teaming up right now against casual fans. This is the new
one. Is that a person's name in there?
One of the problems with AEW is these casual fans.
Ah, in general.
We don't want them catering to these casuals. We want no casuals. Get them out of here. Casuals are convinced the in-ring stuff doesn't matter, says Lenny. Casuals are the lowest common denominator of fans in the grand scheme.
Aren't they all run off now, Lenny? Isn't that what you're down to now? What did Collision get last week?
You know what Lenny's not going to have? Casual fan listeners to his podcast.
On subjectively Lenny.
Subjectively Lenny, yes.
The first episode.
How many hardcores you'll get? How many sickos?
F those casuals. The first name of the podcast.
God, these casuals. They're the worst kind of fan. How dare they enjoy wrestling unless they don't enjoy it like me? Just casually enjoy it? Ridiculous! Ka! Hey, you know, it's Monday, isn't it?
Yeah. It feels like it.
So tonight, it's going to be Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave. We're going to talk about Raw. Men's Elimination Chamber with Rey Mysterio and Logan Paul tonight. Bayley and Lyra. Also, the return of Dakota Kai and Io versus Liv and Raquel. AJ appears and CM Punk appears. And then tonight, New Japan. Are you ready for this, Mike?
I am.
At this time tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how Hirooki Goto defeated Zack Sabre Jr. for the IWGP Heavyweight title.
Do it for the old man, Hirooki.
Oh, God.
Do it for us.
Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.